Oh, boy. What a day at the beauty salon. When will people finally realize that Bo Derek is the only white woman who looks good in cornrows? Frank, what are you doing?
Well, honey, it's the first day of school. And when the kids get home, one of them's going to be so ticked off, they're going to slam the door and break something. And, well, 2 years ago, I lost my entire Elvis plate collection.
What a shame, and they must have looked so lovely right next to your Loretta Lynn coffee cups.
Well, yeah, why do you think I bought them?
School! We hate school!
Honey, grab that plate.
We hate school! I hate school!
I'm dropping out.
Me too. I'm getting a job.
You're not gonna believe this stupid, totally useless class they're making me take in junior high.
What class is that, Al?
Cooking! When am I ever gonna need that in my life?
You know, Mark, I don't get it. I thought you liked school.
Yeah, until I had to take wood shop.
Hey, what's the matter with wood shop? I say it ain't a party till you break out the power tools.
Power tools? I could lose a finger. Can't you write me a note, Mom? Tell him I'm a bleeder.
Mark, I can't do that. You have excellent clotting time.
Fine. Let's see how well I do when I hit a major artery.
There. Well, that's gonna hold it.
Man, school, bite!
Maybe I should just leave that down till everybody graduates.
What's wrong, JT?
I got stuck with the meanest teacher in the school, and she chewed me out for absolutely no reason.
No reason?
Okay, so maybe I missed the very beginning of class. But is that any reason for her to dump on me the 10 minutes I was there?
You missed only 45 minutes of class, and she cops an attitude? What a witch.
Dad, this is serious. This woman has it in for me because I'm on the track team. And everybody knows Fishface hates jocks.
Yeah, but JT, if you really dislike this Mrs. Fishface, why don't you just transfer to another class? I had a terrific English teacher, and she's still at your school.
Wow, she must be 100 years old.
JT, ixnay on the age, yay.
Or I will ground A your at bay.
I guess anybody would be better than Fish Face.
It's really important to like your teacher, and I think you'd love Mrs. Hill.
Mrs. Hill? That is Fish Face!
Mrs. Hill is Fish Face? Gee, in my day, we called her Chicken Legs. Guess she filled out.
And so, Horatio, hoping for news of Hamlet, beckons for the sailors. Now, it's from these sailors that Horatio learns that Hamlet has been abducted by space aliens from Mars. Isn't that right, Mr. Lambert?
That's right. It's my favorite part.
Then you can enjoy it even more when you take this class again next year.
JT, hi, honey.
Oh, no. What are you doing here?
Well, I just thought if I came down here, you and I could talk to Mrs. Hill and get you back on the right track.
Talk to Mrs. Hill, huh? I got a better idea. Why don't you just shave my head with a weed whacker?
Oh, come on. It's fun to talk to teachers. Come on.
Okay.
If you remember me or not, I used to be one of your students.
Oh, I've had hundreds of students over the years. Could you give me a hint?
How's this? I know, me, call on me, I know the answer.
Carol Williams.
Oh, you remember me? Well, I used to be Carol Williams. Then I was Carol Foster. Now I'm Carol Lambert.
You got around a lot in high school, too.
She means I was popular.
Very popular. What brings you by?
Well, my stepson, JT, is in your class. You know JT.
Yes, I just didn't recognize him with his eyes open.
Well, I know that JT has gotten off to a rocky start here, but what can he do to get back on track so that he can get as much out of your class as I did?
It's really very simple. All he has to do is show up on time, do his homework, and stay awake in class.
Would you settle for 2 out of 3?
JT, this is an English class, not Let's Make a Deal.
Thanks for dropping by, Carol. Why don't you see my other teachers and ruin the rest of my life?
We're a step family. We haven't quite bonded yet.
Frank, Mark's really lucky to have a guy like you teach him about power tools. You know, I teach him about demolition, but, well, I figured 12 was just too young to be working with dynamite.
Good decision, Cody.
We're going to the mall, but we just want to warn you there's something very ugly happening in the kitchen.
Is a garbage disposal blowing chunks again?
Worse. Al is cooking. Pretty soon we'll be blowing chunks.
Here, Frank. She wanted me to bring you this muffin.
Oh, whatever happened to moist and chewy?
Hey, can I have that?
You gonna eat it?
No, I'm gonna put it in a sock and use it for a sledgehammer.
Well, knock yourself out, Cody. And I mean that.
Mark, what's a bucket full of ice for?
Well, to carry whatever I cut off to the emergency room.
You're not gonna cut... Give me that. No, you're not gonna cut anything off. Accidents do not happen if you take the proper safety precautions.
That's right. That's where Ed Jenkins made his big mistake. See, he got distracted while he was working with the power saw. And before he knew it, man, there was fingers flying and blood spurting everywhere. Bone chips. Looked like a grenade went off. What spooked him?
JT, calm down.
No way. Dad, I have tried to be a good sport about this whole step-family thing, but this time Carol's gone too far.
Honey, what happened?
I went to JT's school to try to smooth things over with his English teacher.
Ooh, that was a good idea. Why didn't you just shave his head with a weed whacker?
What is it with you Lambert men and weed whackers?
Well, honey, when JT was a baby, he fell asleep on the lawn.
I don't want to hear it. Frank, I was just trying to help, and I think that you and I should be involved in our kids' education.
I agree.
Good. Well, then, will you help him study for a Shakespeare test tonight?
No, Carol. There's a lot of things I'm good at, but Shakespeare's not one of them. When I was JT's age, I read the books, I listened to the teacher, but no matter what I did,
But Frank, it is so beautiful. I mean, listen to this. Here, right here. The power of beauty will sooner transform honesty from what it is to a bawd than the force of honesty can translate beauty into his likeness. This was sometime a paradox, but now the time gives it proof. Beautiful, huh? Frank, all he's trying to say is that beauty talks and honesty walks.
Well, that's good writing. Why didn't he just write that? I mean, you put that between two car chases, I'd go see it.
Frank, your son needs help, and you're going to give it to him.
Oh, no, Carol. Now, you can beg and you can plead, but there's no way you're going to get me to help JT with his Shakespeare. Come on, JT, it's Shakespeare time.
Dad, Shakespeare is torture. Can't we bag this and go out for some pizza?
Come on, pal. I know this stuff can be difficult, but I bought us something today that's going to make it a whole lot easier.
You bought the answers to the test.
Not that easy. What I bought is this. It's a recording of real British actors performing Hamlet. I figure, you listen to this, follow along in the book, it's gotta help.
Not as much as those test answers.
Come on, JT, we can do this. Just take a little bit at a time.
Hamlet, a tragedy about William Shakespeare.
So far, so good, huh?
Elsinore, a platform before the castle. Francisco at his post. Enter to him, Bernardo.
Dad, didn't they have this in English?
Just pay attention. We can do this.
Who's there?
Pray, answer me. Stand and unfold yourself.
Unfold yourself? What is he, a towel?
JT, concentrate.
Long live the king,
Bernardo.
He.
You come most carefully upon your hour. I think I hear them. Stand low. Who's there?
Friends to this ground.
And leave me to the day.
Huh? How you doing so far?
I don't know. What's a stroke feel like?
There you go, Brendan.
Ew. What is this?
It's my own creation. Eggs and spinach. I call it Eggs Popeye.
Why? Was the name Eggs Barf already taken?
Dana. My teacher says you're all supposed to grade me on this meal. I'll be right back with the questionnaires. Mom, do we really have to eat this stuff?
Yes, we do, and no faces. Do you know how hard Al worked to make this breakfast for us?
Do you know how hard we'll have to work to keep it down?
Well, I don't know. This oatmeal smells pretty good. It looks like it'll stick to my ribs.
My homemade teacher says you have to be completely honest.
Fine. How do you spell yuck? Here, just copy mine.
Come. Laertes, now, but dally.
Say so. Come on, son.
Oh, a hit. A very palpable hit. Ta-da!
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know Bert and Ernie did Shakespeare.
I'm not surprised. Bert's a very versatile actor.
Cody, Bert is a sock.
Well, all the more reason to be in awe, my friend.
I mean, you guys actually read Hamlet?
Cover to cover.
And it wasn't bad, was it?
Not at all. Once we figured out Hamlet was all about sex and violence, we really got into it.
How late were you guys up?
Oh, I don't know, 2-3 o'clock.
But it was worth it, because I'm going to ace that test. Thanks, Dad. That'll be bad.
Oh, boy, I am starved. I could eat a horse.
Would you settle for something that just tastes like horse?
Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Here, these are for you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, they're beautiful. What's the occasion?
Oh, there's no occasion. I just wanted to thank you for convincing me to help JT with his homework.
See, I told you you'd like Shakespeare once you gave it another try.
No, I still hate Shakespeare. As a matter of fact, I'd rather slam my head in a car door than read that stuff. But it felt so good to see JT pumped up this morning.
Oh, well, I'm so proud of you.
But I think I cut my hand in wood shop.
Really? Let me see.
Well, looks like you cut it deeper than you thought.
You were right, Frank. She fell for it. Wasn't that funny, Mom?
No, it was not.
But Frank said that if I joke around, I'd lose my fear power tools.
Oh, so this was Frank's idea.
Yeah, totally Frank's idea. I was against it. Excuse me.
Way to be a guy, Mark. Come on, honey, it was just a joke.
Oh, sure it was, making me think my child's hand was cut off. What could be funnier than that?
Well, we were going to go for the severed head thing, but I couldn't find one that looked like him.
Man, that's the last time I bust my hump studying for a stupid Shakespeare test.
JT, what happened?
I was so sure I aced it that I even stayed after school while Fishface graded it. I sure didn't need to work my butt off to get this.
A D?
I told you, Fishface hates jocks. There is nothing I can do to get a good grade in her class.
Well, there must be a good reason for this grade. I mean, Mrs. Hill is a very fair person.
Sure. Take the teacher's side. I'm just a dumb kid.
I don't know, Kara. When he left this morning, he had this stuff down. I just don't get it.
Me neither. You know, I'm no teacher, but this sure doesn't look like a D paper to me.
Where is the old bat? She must be hiding because she knows I'm going to give her a piece of my mind.
Frank, I'll do the talking, okay?
Okay.
Hello. What can I do for you folks?
Well, Mrs. Hill, I don't quite know how to say this, but we're a little concerned about the grade that JT got on his test paper.
A little concerned?
Frank? I certainly can understand your concern.
You can? Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. See, Frank, she understands our concern.
It's really very simple. I see it all the time with kids like JT.
What do you mean, kids like JT?
Frank, I got it. What do you mean, the kids like JT?
Well, I mean kids who have other interests that are more important to them than their studies.
Well, why don't you say it? You mean jocks.
Frank, stop it. She does not mean jocks. You don't mean jocks, do you?
Actually, I do.
Tag me, honey. I'm going in the ring.
Frank, you are not going in any ring. I am. Listen, fish face, what's your problem, huh? What do you get off assuming that just because a kid is good in sports, he can't learn Shakespeare? JT stayed up half the night studying Hamlet. So did this guy, and he'd rather smash his head in a car door. Yeah, I can't believe that a teacher who used to be fair just sees JT's name on a paper and slaps a D on it.
What do you want me to do? Give him an A just to make you happy?
Yes.
No!
No.
No.
No! We want you to read his paper and grade it fairly, and I'm going to sit right here in my old chair until you do.
Believe me, you don't want to mess with her when she gets like that.
Hey, JT, man, I got to tell you, this book Hamlet's a total ripoff. Mel Gibson did every one of these lines in Lethal Weapon 3.
Cody, that wasn't Lethal Weapon 3. That was the movie version of Hamlet starring Mel Gibson.
Well, that explains it. Yeah, I was wondering what happened to Danny Glover. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of turtles. And by opposing, end them. To die, to sleep no more.
Well, JT, your dad and I just talked to Mrs. Hill about your test grade.
Oh, great. What do I have now, an F?
No, check that.
Whoa, a B plus. All right, Dad, what'd you do, punch your lights out?
No, but for a minute there, I thought Carol was going to flip her like a cheeseburger.
JT, I owe you an apology. Mrs. Hill has changed. She's just not the same teacher anymore. I should have listened to you, but I don't know. I just automatically sided with her.
Hey, that's just the way parents are. They think the teacher's always right and the kid's always wrong.
Yeah, why do we do that?
Well, in my case, it's usually the way to go. Thanks for sticking up for me, Dad.
Hey, wait a minute now. Carol did most of the work.
You did that for me?
Yeah, well.
Thanks, Carol. You're all right for a stepmom.
Yeah, well, you're all right, too. I guess we're just not quite ready for that hugging thing yet.
Yeah, I guess not.
Oh.
JT, a B plus. You know what that means?
I sure do. It means I can goof off for at least 6 weeks and still pull a C in the class.
Oh! Oh, no, pal. You see, you have now blown your cover, and we expect you to get good grades from now on.
Aw, man!
And not just in English, but in French, algebra, chemistry.
Aw, man!
Don't be bad. Your dad'll help you.
Who, Dad?
You, Dad.
Oh, man!